And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel says its strike that killed aid workers was a mistake. Rights groups say it was no anomaly. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The Israeli military says two basic mistakes led to the series of drone strikes that killed seven staffers from the World Central Kitchen charity. The explanation raises concern of how often Israel has made such mistakes in its six-month-old offensive in Gaza. Rights groups and aid workers say the wider problem is not violations of the military's rules of engagement, but the rules themselves. They also argue that Israel has given itself a wide leeway in deciding how many civilian deaths it allows as collateral damage. Israel's chief military spokesman, Daniel Hagari, says that they're doing everything they can to not harm innocent civilians, but did not specify how they will achieve this. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she expects China to address a key American complaint about its economic model. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
I think the Chinese realize how concerned we are about the implications of their industrial strategy for the United States.
The sides will create two economic groups dedicated to growth in domestic and global economies, as well as anti-money laundering. With the media, Yellen added, progress has been made to solve the concerns of the U.S. over the trade between China and Russia.
China has emphasized that it is their policy not to provide Russia with military support, that neither of us want this to be an issue in our bilateral relationship.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A top military commander has renewed Iran's promise to retaliate after an airstrike earlier this week, widely blamed on Israel. The attack destroyed Iran's consulate in Syria, killing 12 people, including two elite Iranian generals. General Mohammad Bagheri, Iran's joint chief of staff, told mourners gathered Saturday for the funeral of General Mohammad Reza Zadi that Iran will decide when and how a, quote, operation to take revenge will happen. Zadi was the highest-ranking commander slain in Monday's attack. The attack on an Iranian diplomatic compound was a significant escalation in a long-running shadow war between the two archenemies, and Israel has been bracing for an Iranian response. Senator Bernie Sanders' office in Vermont caught fire. Arson is suspected, but the motive is unclear. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Police in Vermont are seeking a suspect who started a fire Friday outside the office of Senator Bernie Sanders. He was not there. The small blaze caused minor damage, but no injuries. Authorities say an unknown male suspect sprayed what they described as a possible accelerant on the office door, which is on the third floor of the building, set it on fire and fled. They say the motive is unclear. When the Burlington Fire Department got there, they found the blaze between the vestibule, the elevator, and the entrance door. The door suffered moderate fire damage, and much of the third floor sustained significant water damage. I'm Julie Walker.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the brazen heist of $30 million.
The brazen $30 million cash heist in Los Angeles on Easter Sunday has triggered rampant speculation. Thieves broke into a global cash management and security firm. The case is being investigated by Los Angeles police and the FBI. Security expert Jim McGuffey told KTLA the case is puzzling, that insiders may have had a role. And McGuffey says security firms have been cutting costs.
I think that the industry is riding on luck. So, you know, over the years, they've made a lot of cuts in safety and security. I'm not saying Garda World, I'm saying many of them.
McGuffey says the firm should have had multiple alarm systems and a seismic monitor near the safe that was cracked. I'm Norman Hall.
Voters in Slovakia are heading to the ballot stations to elect a successor to Zuzana Kapitova, the country's first female president and a staunch backer of neighboring Ukraine in its fight against Russia's full-scale invasion, who isn't seeking a second term. Former Foreign Minister Ivan Korkak won the first round of voting 2 weeks ago after receiving 42.5% of the votes. The pro-Western career diplomat faces Peter Pellegrini, who finished second with 37% for the largely ceremonial post. Pellegrini is a close ally of populist Prime Minister Robert Fico, known for his pro-Russian policies. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.